I'm going to be in town for about, probably through Monday.
Want to contact Mr.
Well, I will. Yeah. I certainly will. But you see, it's not really so much the history that I'm interested in as I am the I'm just interested in what you used to say and what you remember about that. That big piece of bacon would be called a
well, a side of bacon.
Yeah. And when you're getting ready to slice that, before you start to slice it, you have to take off that hard part crust on the end. What do you call that?
You mean the skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you would you call anything different after you slice it up?
No. Don't think so.
When you're going to use it for anything more than bacon, the kind you have with eggs in the morning. You just say bacon?
Yeah, it'd be bacon regardless.
Or not breakfast bacon?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. And there's a kind of pork that's ground up.
Sausage.
Yeah, and the man who cuts meat is called a...
butcher.
And the if the meat is left out too long, it might get...
might spoil.
All right. And they, after you slaughter a hog, they, this kind of, you take the meat off the, what do you call this part down here in the hog?
Jaw.
Uh-huh. And if you take that meat and the meat from the face, you know, and grind that all up and make something?
You used to make souse, they called it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember how that was made?
Well, they worked it all up, cooked it, and... mixed it all up and put certain spices and things in. Eh?
Did they ever, do you remember they're using, did they put vinegar in that?
I don't think so.
Do you remember something made with cornmeal in the juice from head cheese?
Yeah, I think you put cornmeal in that souse meat. Yeah. Yeah.
Did they ever make scrapple or cripple?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And any, did they make anything with liver?
Well, you just eat the liver.
Uh-huh. I mean, ever grind it up and make
it up. Just eat it as it comes from the hogs.
Well, I was thinking something like either liver pudding or liver loaf.
I don't think I ever.
All right. And they ever use blood for anything?
No.
All right. And if butter's left out too long, you might say the butter gets...
it gets strong, or...
How about if it even gets a little worse than that?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah. Well, some people eat butter when it's strong, don't they?
They like it. Some do.
Uh-huh.
We won't eat it here, but it's just strong.
Uh-huh. But it's strong, and then I was wondering about something like either rancid or froey or spoiled. Or
yeah, spoiled, rancid.
And when milk gets thick, it...
clabber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you used to have make a cheese with that clabbered milk?
Yeah. We eat quite a lot of that this summer, cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Now, you call it cream cheese, or now is that lumpy?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't believe it's called cream cheese. It's cheddar cheese.
Well, cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Yeah. Right. All right. Now, if you're taking